There is an update on Russia-Ukraine conflict.
Together with the entire G7, we have Ukraine's back, and I promise we're not going anywhere.
All the G7 countries have agreed to send F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Although collectively G7 countries have been named, primarily this decision was taken by the United States of America. In return, Ukraine's President Zelensky has promised United States President Joe Biden that he is not going to use the F-16s against Russia. Do you realize the kind of game both the United States and Ukraine are playing? One is supplying the weapons, and the other one is promising that he will not use it against their common enemy. It is like giving someone a cake with a do not eat sign on it. It is a comical contradiction that leaves everyone scratching their heads, wondering why the temptation was even presented in the first place. What exactly are the Western countries up to? First, we need to understand that this war has been going on for more than 1 year, 15 months, and needs to be stopped. That is the best thing in everyone's interest, because not only there is physical destruction, but it is also economic. There are direct and indirect economic implications for every person, no matter where they are staying in this world. And the present situation is such that the Western countries, which include the United States and European countries, they are giving massive amounts of money and weapons to Ukraine. There is no end to it. If you remember when this war started last year in February 2022, in the first stage, Ukraine received rifles, guns, bulletproof vests, etc. Basically, the point was self-defense. You know, protect yourself. In the second stage, Ukraine started getting little bigger weapons like long-range rocket systems, howitzer artillery guns, RPGs, combat helicopters, drones, etc. In the third stage, when things started getting more intense, and Russia also increased its offensive game, then Ukraine got the Patriot missile defense system from the United States. And we all know that in the international market, the Patriot missile defense system competes with Russian S-400. And then in the fourth stage, when the Northern Hemisphere officially entered the winter season, that's when Ukraine started getting heavy-duty tanks, like German Leopard tank, American Abrams, and Britain's Challenger tanks. Apart from the tanks, Ukraine was also getting cruise missiles, like Storm Shadow long-range cruise missiles. Now, in this fifth stage, Zelensky is demanding fighter jets. Basically, Ukraine is asking, and the Western countries are giving. Or you can also look at it this way. The Western countries are supplying weapons strategically in various phases and prolonging the intensity of this conflict. In fact, a week ago, Britain made an announcement to send long-range attack drones to Ukraine. Long-range attack drones are a temporary alternative to fighter jets. And now in the G7 meeting that happened in Hiroshima, Japan, from 19th May to 21st May, all the G7 countries collectively decided to fulfill even this demand of Ukraine, and that is F-16 fighter jets. To summarize the situation, it began with the provision of simply giving defensive weapons and rifles, but it has escalated to the point where fighter jets are now being supplied. There is a concern that this gradual escalation could potentially lead to a scenario where even nuclear weapons could be transferred in a seemingly casual manner, without any guarantees or assurances. And nobody's talking about this, and that too at a place that has first-hand experience of the devastating impact of atomic bombs. G7 summit happened in Hiroshima, right? Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You all know what happened on 6th and 9th August 1945. Within 1 minute of dropping the atomic bomb, 80% of the entire Hiroshima city was destroyed, and the amount of heat it generated, people were melting. And the country which did that, today is not even talking about any sort of diplomatic solution. Instead, that country has announced a new package, that is $375 million military aid for Ukraine. Watch what Joe Biden said.
Today I'm announcing the next tranche of U.S. security assistance to Ukraine, a package that includes more ammunition, artillery, armored vehicles to bolster Ukraine's battlefield abilities.
This clearly tells that nothing has changed. It takes a lot of effort to organize an event. Similarly, massive planning must have taken place for organizing the G7 summit in Japan. And I'm also assuming that there is a reason Japan was chosen, and there is a reason Hiroshima as a city was chosen for hosting the G7 2023 summit. If that is not enough, there was also a strong reason why Zelensky was invited to attend this summit in Hiroshima. By taking all of this into account, these circumstances strongly indicate that these decisions were not mere coincidences, but rather the result of purposeful considerations and intentions. And what kind of intentions? Instead of finding a peaceful or diplomatic solution, the United States has decided to give more money and more weapons and fighter jets. Even India, that is Bharat, was part of the G7 summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also attended the G7 meeting in Hiroshima. He even met Zelensky in a one-on-one meeting, along with Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. Prime Minister Modi has clearly said, Bharat will do whatever it can to find a resolution that will end this war. Prime Minister Modi did not inflate Zelensky's ego or give him false hope, like the Western countries. He simply said, India will find a solution and will do whatever it takes to stop this war. Basically, it has to be through dialogue and diplomacy and mutual agreements. Now, in diplomacy, having a one-on-one meeting or a bilateral meeting holds a lot of weight, especially when the event is a major event. And the two parties who are holding the bilateral meeting, they are not even official members of that grouping. G7 summit is not something very small. It is the meeting point of the 7 largest economies of the world. And India is not part of G7. Even Ukraine is not part of G7. Ukraine's presence is simply emotional and symbolic, whereas India's presence is purely economic strength. That is why India is invited. So when Prime Minister Modi was talking to Zelensky, this whole setup is enough to convey a diplomatic message to the global community. And what is that message? Well, the message is clear. India is indirectly signaling to Ukraine the importance of pursuing dialogue and diplomatic channels. There is no military solution to it. The G7 nations may not have Ukraine's best interest at heart and may be utilizing their relationship with Ukraine for their own advantage. India urges Ukraine to choose the correct path of dialogue and diplomacy before it gets too late. If tomorrow this turns into a nuclear war, learn what could be the implications while sitting in the same city which has experienced the horrors of a nuclear bomb 70 to 80 years ago. Despite Western nations consistently providing weapons to Ukraine, not once they have offered any assurance regarding the potential future provision of nuclear weapons to Ukraine. So there is no guarantee, anything can happen. And I know you also must be thinking that, what if Russia uses nuclear weapons? This is where you have to understand that Russia has the highest number of nuclear weapons. If it had to use, Russia would have used it long back. Ukraine does not have nuclear weapons. And the only way they will have a nuclear weapon is not by developing it. They will beg and get it from the Western countries. And since Ukraine does not have first-hand experience with nuclear weapons, it is most likely that they will not know how to handle it, and they will end up using it carelessly. So instead of solving this issue or finding a solution, G7 countries are escalating it. It is openly and blatantly visible. So on the one hand, the Western countries, that is United States, UK, Germany and France, they're giving weapons to Ukraine for escalating the war. And then on the other hand, India is telling to Ukraine, get your act together and rectify your action and attitude. These countries do not have your best interest in their hearts. Now in these situations, only neutral countries like India can stop this war. Throughout this entire 15 months of war, India has never taken a direct stand against Russia. In fact, India is the only country that has told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a straightforward way, and that too face to face, to end this war and find a diplomatic solution. And the same thing India has told to Ukraine last year over calls. And again India is repeating it to Ukraine face to face. Now there are countries like Papua New Guinea that recognizes the altruistic sentiment of India and what India is genuinely trying to do. I'm not relating it to this G7 meeting, I'm talking in general. You must have seen James Marape, the Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea, touched Prime Minister Modi's feet upon his arrival to attend the Forum for India-Pacific Islands Cooperation meeting. In India, in the Bhatiya culture, people touch elders' feet as a mark of respect to seek blessings. Now, seeing a country's Prime Minister doing that is indeed a remarkable gesture. Even in the G7 meeting, United States President Joe Biden has asked for Prime Minister Modi's autograph. So all these visuals prove the fact that India's growth and influence under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi have reached greater heights. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.